Yeah, and this is, brings me on to the next piece of news, which is some sad news, that Barry Letts, who was involved in London Insight, or what it was formerly known as London Retreats, for many years, sadly died earlier in the week. And something like the Kapuka Project would never have happened without his involvement over the years, you know, in the previous 10 years, helping to build up London Retreats and London Insight. So we thought it would be nice to pay a tribute to him today. And there are a couple of people here who've been involved and who knew him quite well. So I'd like to just ask Sally, if she's around somewhere, Sally, just to say a few words about Barry.
I was involved in the beginning of London Retreats, and we started being teachers from Gaia House. And Barry came very early on, and maybe to the first session, which was held in Primrose Hill Community Centre, and the caretaker hadn't showed up with the key, so we were like out in the snow for most of the day. That's how it all began. and it just basically grew quite early on. In the beginning, it was Steve and I, and then Barry got involved, and then Steve left, so Barry and I were involved in this, in the main teething beginning of it was called London Retreats at that time. And he was just, there were quite a lot of problems on all different sort of levels, and he was just always so calm about it. He had this most amazingly calming influence, and he was just remarkable. And then someone who came, we got so big that we couldn't stay where we were anymore. We moved to Bing Place in the West End, and one of the people who'd come suggested this place, and just something to show what he was like. You came here to check out this place, and he had a heart condition, and he was having sort of a little sort of, I think it was an angina attack, I'm not quite sure what was going on, while we were walking around. And I kept saying, look, just go and sit down, or you know, I can do it. And he wouldn't, he just kept going to the very end. He was just so completely dedicated to the Dharma and to creating a Dharma centre here in London. He was completely and unflappable and just such a wonderful and good man. And then I actually left and went abroad, and Claire got involved, and I think she'd like to say something.
Well, I would like to say, I think it's quite remarkable to remember that from the age of 72 to 80, Barry Letts ran this virtually by himself. And it's only since the team have taken over that we really sort of taken on board the work involved in that. And you didn't get the sense of that, because the way Barry did it was so calm, so laid back, that you had no idea really what was involved in it. There's only one occasion when I remember Barry getting rather agitated, as one would, when a teacher didn't turn up. And he wrote a letter with a foot, I thought, quite justified. And the remorse that Barry felt after having written that letter, he kept saying, oh, I should never have, you know. And I think that's the way Barry worked very hard on his Buddhism and trying to do it well. And it just radiated. I think he gave a lot of warmth to London Retreats. He was always available. You know, if I'd been doing it, I'd have been anxious and uptight. He was always available. He could always talk to people, despite the fact that he was doing it all, and I find that remarkable. I also find it remarkable that it wasn't until knowing for some time that I knew he'd been involved with Doctor Who in a major way, which we now know that he actually kept Doctor Who going and made it, only through him it became the cult thing it was. You know, he never said that. I never knew that he'd been a great actor in the, you know, he'd been well known in the 50s, you know. He just didn't come out. He was such a humble person, and as Sally says, so grounded and so able to cope, so solid through it. And we should all be very grateful to him, exactly, that we are here today.
Thank you. So I should say that there was obituary on Barry in the Guardian, which a copy of which is on the registration table in the dining hall, if you wish to look at it. And also there's a card that you can sign, which we're going to give to his family. And so I will hand you over to Bansi.
Yes, I must say, as I walked in, I knew Barry too. I knew him because of Gaia House. He was on the trust. He was one of the trustees for quite some time. And I sort of somebody had asked me to write something to back a piece of music, and being the egotistic person I am, I went and wrote this monologue on Angulimala, and I showed it to Barry, and he very kindly recorded it. So if you want to hear his voice at the age of 80, you go on the website and download this monologue he did for us. And what I'd like to do is just chant the loving kindness discourse for him, and during that time just send him your good wishes, hoping that he's carrying on with his practice and achieving his aims. Okay. In fact, I'll start with the refuges and precepts, and if some of you know it, just join in, okay? Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Panati pata veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinādhāna veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micchācarā veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sūrā mereyā majjhapamādhatthāna veramani sikkhapadaṃ samādhiyāmi. So here's where you can send your good wishes towards Barry. Karaniyam gata kusalena yantam santam padam gavisame cha sako uju cha suju cha suvacho cha samudu anatimani sandu sako cha subharo cha apakicho cha salahuka uti Sandhendriyo cha nipako cha apagavo kulesu ananugido. Nacha kudan samachare kenchi ena vinyu pare upavadeyum. Sukino ake minohantu sabhe satta bhavantu sukhitata. Yeke chipana bhutati tassa vata vara va anavasesa. Diga va ye mahanta va majima rasa kanu katula. Dita va ye va adita ye chadure va santi avidure. Buddha wa sambhaveji wa sabbe satta bhavantu sukhitata. Naparo parang nikubeta nati manyata kata chinankenchi. Diaro sanna patiga sanya nanya manya sadukang icheya. Yata mata yada bhutanga yusai kaputanga nurake Ewampi sababute sumana sambhavaye aparimanam. Metencha sabalokasmin mana sambhavaye aparimanam. Udangado cha tiriyancha asampatanga veranga sapatang. Titan charan nisino wa sayano wa yavatasa vigatamido. Edan sating aditeya brahmangetang viharangita mahu. Titin cha anupagama sila wa dasanena sampano. Kame su venaya gedang nahi jatu gabaseyang.
So today I'll start with the standing meditation, a bit of sitting, a bit of walking meditation.